Yes, good morning to you all. In Jesus' name, this is Daniel King. I would just like to share some on some of the ways where the life of Christ within us can be held back or suppressed. I'm a strong believer that our temple, that our lives are like the land of the picture of the children of Israel is like our life. And I do believe that in the land of Canaan there, when the children of Israel came into the land of promise, the land there where they were living in, the country is like the soul of a person. And I believe that the Philistines were the flesh part of a person, or a picture of the flesh part. And then the temple or the Holy of Holies, and maybe we could even go further in, the Ark of the Covenant was the spirit that God puts within us. And then our heart, I believe, was like the king. And so in the center somewhere, or inside of the land of Israel, there was God living in the temple. And that's where people came and communed with God, at the temple, because that's where God dwelled. And the king, when he was in favor of God, when he was on God's side, when the king loved God and wanted God and served God, then it greatly influenced the people. And it greatly influenced the entire country. When the king was evil, when the king was against God, then it also greatly influenced the people. And the influence went out across the whole country. And every time the king was evil, the Philistines came closer and had more rule and reign in the lives of the people of the country. And when the king was good or served the Lord, then the Philistines had less control and were pushed further back. And I know I'm speaking somewhat in a type or a shadow here, but I do believe that these things apply. Because if our heart is for self, then the flesh will have dominant, will lead, and the spirit of God within us. I'm speaking as believers. The spirit of God within us will be suppressed, and the voice of God within us will dim, grow dim. But if our heart is for God, and if self is not in our heart, then the spirit from within will have dominance, and the flesh will be in subjection to the spirit. Now the soul is somewhere in between there. The soul is who we are, and the mind is much the same as the soul. And so that is where the battle lies. It's the battle for the soul. And there's two opposing interests. And that is our flesh, and on the opposite end of the interest would be God and his desires, his will for our lives, versus our flesh, which would be our own desires and our own will for our lives. And the soul is somewhat in between there and will be subject to the strongest one of the two. It will fall slave to the strongest one of the two. So it depends a little bit which way the heart is leaning. The soul will be a victim to to either the heart, I mean, to either the flesh or the spirit. And so in that way, we know, we can now understand that the battle lies mostly in the desires of the heart. The desires of the heart. The Spirit of Christ will reign and will give us power and victory. Pure. What we can get out of it, we'll have victory, we'll have conflict, and there will be war within us. And I couldn't help but think about an eye. An eye, if you try to clean an eye from the outside, it tends to damage the eye, and you have something in the eye, and you just try to tends to damage the eye. But if you allow the eye to naturally cleanse itself through tearing, there will come water from somewhere from the inside of the eye and will ooze out of the eye and wash out the eye. The result of that, the eye will be clean. And so it depends a little bit which flow, which if we're cleansing it, if the eye is cleansed from the inside out or from the outside in. And the same is true with our life. But I find it interesting that Jesus had the same kind of exhortation to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also." And so, we can see here how that God wants us to be pure on the inside first. And as a result of that, the outside will be clean. And it's much the same way with many things in life. If the inside is clean, then the outside will be clean as a result. And I couldn't help but think about that when I saw that picture of the Spirit of God within us. If it starts there, if it starts deep in our hearts, where we allow the Spirit of God to have its way, when we allow the Spirit of God within us as believers to have its way, if we yield our heart to the desires of God, if we yield our heart to the truth that God has designed for mankind, and if we follow, if our heart is in love with Jesus, if our heart has embraced Jesus, and if we have yielded, in a sense, if we have become broken and have just yielded our lives over to Christ, then the Spirit of Christ will be liberated within us, and it will work out the impurities out of our life. It will work out the fleshly desires from the inside out, just like an eye. And we will notice that the sweetness of Christ will come through from the inside out, washing as it goes, washing our soul, and even sanctifying us through and through. And the flesh will become subject to the soul, and the soul, as the soul is subject to the Spirit of God within us. And we will find that our life will produce fruit in that way. for Jesus, then people will be able to see Jesus in us, and they will be able to, for themselves, to then be, to find hope, to find that same kind of hope in life. And they themselves will be able to, through the testimony of Christ in us, will be able to find Jesus through our life. And I think that is the true way of furthering the kingdom, is when people see Jesus in us. And the only way they'll see Jesus in us is if he comes shining through, to where he's evident through our flesh, if you will, through our members. And when they can see our members yielded to Christ, and that the fruits of the Spirit are flowing out of our life, they will be drawn to Christ. And so may the Lord have his way in all of our lives, and may he continue to increase his kingdom here on the earth.